And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Let's get right to it, guys, and start with the offensive line. It's a group that gave up 71 sacks last year. The run game was an exceptional a year ago. Competition now to try to get better overall.
Yeah, I think when you look at that group in particular, there are a lot of names. And you got the tackles that are set, obviously, mm-hmm. for this fall, and you're sure that Linder is a terrific young player. So you've got five or six names that are battling there for those two other jobs. I mean, Wisniewski and Bowanko, that's going to be one of the featured right. battles of camp. And the loser of that spot, you know, could step over and play a factor at mm-hmm. left guard, depending on how things roll out, because both of those guys are guards as well as centers. And then over there, you've got Beatles, who was established a year ago. You've got Can, and then don't rule out Pazder, who is pretty much going to be a guard this summer. Well, competition.
What was fascinating when Doug Marrone talked this week, it's more and more clear that they're going away from the zone blocking, from the outside zone, toward a more power-based approach. And they've asked Beatles to get more power into his stance. When you were talking just now, it made me think how much deeper this line is. No matter who wins these jobs, they've got so much more experience, so much more, you would think, talent. And with Doug Marrone coaching, all these linemen say his attention to detail, his communication is a big step up. It looks like a group that should be better.
Defensive line now. A couple guys have been out throughout the entire offseason, since Derek Marks, Roy Miller. Miller is actually back on the field. What's the probability of these guys being back for camp and maybe for the season?
Well, I'm still skeptical that Sendarek will be back for their good season opener, although I think he'll be close. I talked to Roy Miller this week. He's sure he's going to be back, and I don't think there's any question he'll be back. And what was interesting in talking to Roy, for the first time in a couple of years, he's been able to do upper body work, and he's gained 10 pounds. He thinks he's going to be significantly stronger than he was last year, which is a big factor because if he's stronger, then, boy, he's a real presence inside.
If he's healthy, and it sounds like he's going mm-hmm. to be, we don't need to see Roy Miller until the regular season. We may see him, just a skosh of him as we get into the preseason games. And we probably won't see Sendarek Marks in any of the preseason work. I asked somebody the other day, I mean, is there a chance that he starts on the PUP, physically unable to perform list? And I got back, no, not really, because you want him to be able to practice the first 6 weeks of the season. He's running. I haven't seen him cut yet. He looks like he's ready to go to that next step in his rehab, so fingers are crossed on that. They're hoping that you get guys like Mike Bennett who step up and are able to take some of the early season snaps.
I want to be in the room if they tell Sendarek that he's on PUP to start the season.
Yeah, oh, no, I agree. But it's a legitimate question for a guy coming back from an ACL.
It'd be worth filming and putting on Jaguars.
Because remember, Aaron Colvin had a surgery in January, and he wasn't ready to go until November. So we're talking January now to September.
Right.
There's still 8 weeks. PUP is 6 weeks. It's not an unreasonable question to ask whether he's ready to go or not. I totally agree with you. He would think it is.
Yes.
Jags wired. Sendarek in that room. That's the next piece coming up. Of course, the red zone was a big part of practice this week, and the intensity was there on the practice fields. But it seems like there are a few more options in the red zone now.
Well, I mean, Allen Robinson, mm-hmm. we all knew that he could jump. I was thinking we might wait to see some of that until training camp. He'd come back on foot. Holy cow. I mean, he was elevating above. Mercedes Lewis is 4 inches taller, mm-hmm. and Robinson got up above him. So, I mean, it's impressive to see that guy in the back of the end zone. And all he's done is make catch after catch after catch. You combine him with Julius Thomas and Mercedes Lewis, and, boy, you've got a lot more weapons.
Well, what that means is you now have Julius Thomas, who everybody knows is a good red zone receiver. And now you've got a guy in Allen Robinson who believes that should be his strength, is showing that it is. I just think all over the field, Allen Robinson's going to be a big-time player.
The intensity level this week during OTAs when they got into the red zone was fun to watch. You hear the word intensity and spirit, and it sounds like coach speak. Not this week if you were out there. It was fun.
Yes, it was.
And it will be fun again next week. Mandatory minicamp Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's it for Jags of the Roundtable.